Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Thank you for joining us on the program. Today, we're going to discuss two brand new topics. EMFs will be the first topic. You've probably already heard about harmful electromagnetic frequencies and their harmful effect on our health. They are ever present in modern society. The second topic will be new as well. It's nevertheless very important, referred to as earthling or groundling. And simple practice in your daily lifestyle can make a profound difference in your level of health and vitality. These two topics will be discussed by holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. And I think she'll have our attention throughout this entire program. A lot of great information here. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Rick. Wonderful to be with you. I love it when we've never discussed these before. This is going to be very exciting today.
You know, we've touched before on EMFs a little bit, but never really gotten into detail. Fascinated by that, we are today and taking on this brand new topic, the benefits of earthling and groundling. Let's start part one. Let's get our listeners' attention right away by telling us some of the symptoms of long-term exposure to EMFs.
Yes, all right. Let me just kind of summarize it up top. It's also known as electropollution, and some of the dangers, especially long-term, include infertility, heart conditions, leukemia, miscarriages, nausea, muscle pain, skin burns. But you could also add to the list some short-term issues with exposure to EMFs. Some symptoms like grogginess, dizziness, problems concentrating, tinnitus, the ringing of the ears, fatigue, problems with balance, pain, inflammation, aging too fast, hormonal issues, that's just a few. So it really is a problem that people need to be aware of.
When did we first become aware of EMFs and sort of the history? This is something, it's a fairly new term, except to science fiction fans maybe 15, 20 years ago. But to most of us, it's new. What's the history of this? Where did this come from? How did we discover this?
Yes, exactly. And I think a lot of people already know the answer. Since the 1990s, the technological evolution of cell phones and their growing popularity have brought an increased concern for health issues caused by that electromagnetic frequency, EMF. It's a radiation that these devices emit. And from warnings against carrying phones in your pockets to recommendations on limiting cell phone use because of brain cancer risks, we're all becoming, I think, Rick, increasingly concerned about potentially the high price we're paying to be able to use this technology. Now, that's only a drop in the bucket where we get EMFs, but so many people have cell phones, and we'll talk a little bit more about how to use them so they're not so dangerous for you.
And that's so important because we read that and we're wondering, should we use the cell phone? Should we limit the use of our cell phone? We'll get to that throughout the conversation today. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, talking about the harm of electromagnetic fields and the benefits of earthling, grounding. And we'll be talking about that, earthing and grounding, and we'll be talking about that in just a few minutes. All this, of course, on her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Are there some forms of EMF radiation that are more harmful than others? And what are some of the common sources? You mentioned the cell phone. What are some of the others?
Yes, excellent question. Okay, while some forms of electromagnetic radiation are known to be harmful, others are a little bit more controversial. You know, we should remember that the EMFs come from a large variety of sources. And so you think about how many of these are in your home. They would include microwaves. That's one reason I don't even have one in my kitchen. Cell phones, cordless telephones, smart TVs, all kinds of television, radio, you know, radio broadcasts if you're sitting close to a radio, computers, electrical house wiring, electric cords, power lines, fitness tracking devices, routers, all right, not to mention, but I will, ultraviolet rays, X-rays, gamma rays, you know, we're practically bathed in EMFs. And before I mention a brief British medical bulletin, maybe I've got too many EMFs around my brain right now. I want to tell you about my next-door neighbor who got one of those fitness tracking devices that you wear on your wrist.
Yep.
She was so excited to start counting her steps, see her heart rate, to try to get more fit. And she wore it 24/7. She even wore it in the shower. And 4 days after she put it on, she called me very concerned. "Susan, I'm getting a little dizzy and lightheaded. I have a splitting headache. I rarely have a headache. What is going on with me?" And so I asked her a few things. We couldn't figure it out. "Is there anything new in your life?" She said, "Well, I did get a fitness tracking device." "Oh, my gosh, Susan, I've been wearing that for 4 days. I said, "Take it off, send it back, and let's see if you get better right away." Within a day and a half, all those symptoms, dizziness, lightheaded, headache, they all went away. So you've got to be careful. In the British Medical Bulletin, they wrote about very recently, electromagnetic fields, the EMFs, are ubiquitous, as we know, Rick, in modern society. And they said that with the growing popularity of cell phones accompanied by all of its supporting infrastructure, like cell towers, power chargers, Bluetooth headsets, and Wi-Fi networks, the public is becoming increasingly concerned about the possibility that, and I'll quote from this bulletin, "long-term exposure to weak fields might have detrimental health effects due to some, and to date unknown, biological mechanism," end of quote. So we need to be aware, and in a moment I'll tell you some things that you can do to reduce electropollution in our lives.
You know, it's amazing when you go through that list and you said, I'm looking around my room, I'm surrounded by all of the pollution that you're talking about with all of the devices, and have one strapped on my wrist right now that I'm have second thoughts about after hearing about your neighbor. But I don't leave mine on for 24 hours, but it's amazing. All these things we use that in this case we think is going to help the quality of our lives, will help the quality of our lives with, you know, phones and cooking faster and all of that, may be a detriment in some sense. We're talking about two very important topics, the harm of electromagnetic fields and the benefits of earthing, groundling, and grounding, and we'll get to that here in a second. Let's finish up with this, and let's talk about more scientific research. We often read things where people are saying something, and we wonder who these people are, what their credentials are. But I know you back up everything with scientific research. Talk about scientific research that you can share with us that gives us the true story, the true possibilities of harm from electromagnetic fields.
Yes. All right. So lots of investigations are now ongoing about the negative effects of electromagnetic radiation. The National Center for Biotechnology Information reports that, and I'll quote, "some animals respond to extremely low levels of EMFs. As far as humans are concerned, Dr. Anthony Miller, he's an advisor to WHO, is of the opinion that, quote, the evidence indicating wireless is carcinogenic has increased and can no longer be ignored, end of quote. So although much more research obviously needs to be done, there are reports that that EMF sources can cause cancer. One recent meta-analysis, and that's a review of many studies, concluded that, quote, magnetic field exposure levels may be associated with childhood leukemia. Now, on a little bit more positive note, the National Cancer Institute reports that studies have not found consistent evidence for an association between the use of household electrical appliances and risk. Thank goodness we can stay in our homes.
Yes.
But it also highlights two studies leading the UK Health Protection Agency, the British Protection Agency, to say that there was no reason why Wi-Fi should not continue to be used in schools and other places. But I think we should still take some precautions. And in a moment, I'll give you some good ways to do that.
More information on our topic today and during the course of the program. We're merely touching the surface with the harm of electromagnetic field and later the benefits of earthing, grounding. You'll find at Dr. Susan's website, which is susansmithjones.com. Information there on all of her books, many books on holistic health, optimum vitality, including her latest celebrated book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper, all at her website, susansmithjones.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on directly. Okay, let's talk about simple ways that we can reduce our exposure to EMFs. What can you tell us? We're not going to give up our technology, but how can we do it maybe more in a cautious manner?
Yes, and I like simple, too.
Yes.
So, Rick, while the Environmental Protection Agency, you know, the EPA, notes that various frequencies are regulated, regardless of the source of the radiation, it's definitely best to take your own precautions. And simple, natural ways to reduce exposure to the EMFs include keeping your cell phone and computer at a distance, as best as your eyes will let you.
Exactly.
Avoid Bluetooth headsets and use either a speakerphone or attached earbuds. Also, unplugging appliances when not in use, if at all possible. Clearly, you can't do that with a refrigerator, but other appliances, you can do that. Because we don't really know enough yet about how these EMFs impact the human body, we can still take a few precautions. One thing I've done is it's a revolutionary chip. It's a little small thing about the size of your pinky fingernail. I got mine at myhdiet.com. It's made by the company GIA Wellness, GIA Wellness Universal. And you get a little chip, and I put it on my cell phone. I really try 99% of the time to not hold it up to my ear and close to my brain. But sometimes, if you're in line somewhere, don't want to be on the speakerphone so everyone hears your conversation.
Yes.
So I use the earbuds. But anyway, this little chip, it doesn't cost that much. I went to myhdiet.com and got it. And you just put it on your phone or your computer or other places, and it helps to actively neutralize the effects of your exposure to harmful electromagnetic radiation. In a moment, Rick, we'll talk about, and I would never be without this, a grounding or an earthing mat. I have three in my home. One right now, my bare feet are on it under my desk, and it helps to pull out that electro pollution from the body. I have one in the corner of my bedroom where I sit to do my morning prayer, work, and meditation, in a chair, and I have it in front of my chair. I also have one in my living room in front of the chair where I sit to watch TV, and I always take one of these mats with me when I travel, so I'll talk about that a little more in a moment. There is a supplement I highly recommend for everyone, and if you go to my website, and in the navigation bar, it says Favorites. And if you scroll down to something called Blue Magic, B-L-U-E, like the color, M-A-J-I-K, I've been taking this for about 15 years. It comes from the pristine, beautiful Klamath Lake in Oregon. It comes in capsules or a powder. So what is Blue Magic? It's a pure source of something called phycocyanin. That's a Greek word, phyco for algae, cyanin for blue. And it's a powerful, Rick, it's a powerful antioxidant which can quench free radicals. It potentiates the immune system, all scientifically studied by with hundreds of studies worldwide. It suppresses cancer development. It detoxifies every cell in your body, and it helps the body reduce the EMF radiation that you get in your body, you know, in all these ways we've talked about.
Yes.
It helps with allergies. It's anti-inflammatory. It protects the brain and the liver. It removes radioactivity from the body. So and it's so beautiful. It's the most beautiful bluish-purple color. I put a teaspoon in a glass of water every morning and afternoon, and I have little capsules of it, so when I travel, I take it with me. So that is a way, every day and night, when you take this supplement to help protect your body from any kind of radiation. And I'd like everyone just to go to favorites on my website, scroll to Blue Magic, and you'll read a very detailed article I have. I have pictures of it. I tell you how many grams I always take a day and why I would never be without this Blue Magic for many reasons, but one of which is I don't want all this electro pollution to stay in my body. So the bottom line is that the threat that's posed by electromagnetic frequencies not only requires, and we know this, more independent studies, but also all of our active participation in seeking ways to avoid and neutralize it.
And Dr. Susan,
and one of the ways is with a grounding mat. We'll get that into part two.
Okay, that will lead us into part two. If you just joined us, Susan's website is susansmithjones.com. All the information there on so many health topics, including what we're talking about on the program today. Part two, we're talking about earthing, and I think I might have said a couple of times, slip that L in there, earthling, because I've watched...
I like that, though. That sounds good.
I watched way too much Buck Rogers as a kid, so everything's an earthling. So this is earthing as opposed to earthling. Ling, although earthlings
yes.
should be listening about earthing, also known as grounding. You wrote about this in detail in Wired for High Level Wellness, one of the books, many that I talk about that you can get on your website. So make it brief here. We don't have 320 pages, but break it down a little bit. Exactly what are we talking about when we're talking about grounding?
All right, so you're going to love this. The earth beneath your beautiful feet, Rick. The earth provides you with food and water. It gives you a surface to stand, walk, run, swim, climb, play, and build on. It also provides you with something very surprising, electrons. And when you touch the ground with your bare feet or body, bare body, the electrons flow into you. This is called being grounded. I like to call it electron soaking or electron sucking. But the Earth's surface has virtually limitless supply of mobile electrons that gives the ground we walk on, as well as in lakes and oceans, a natural negative electric charge. So when you touch your body to the ground, remember, bare feet, it dissipates static electricity and the extraneous environmental electrical charges that are on you, and at the same time you receive a charge of energy in the form of free, I love that word, free electrons, and your body synchronizes with the natural frequencies of the earth. In other words, it's a benefit to your body from the harmful effects of the EMFs, and there's really nothing that grounding can't benefit, as we'll hear about shortly.
Well, that's interesting in how these two tie together so well. You mentioned the benefits, physical benefits of grounding. What are some of the physical benefits?
Okay, so keep in mind, Rick, that in our modern society, we no longer sleep on the ground, most of us, let's say, outside, or walk barefoot everywhere we go like our ancestors did. We wear shoes and we live in houses that shelter us from the elements, but in doing so, we've disconnected ourselves from this important source of electrons. And as long as you're grounded, your body continues to absorb enough electrons to maintain the same electrical potential as the Earth. In other words, keeping you very healthy. And this amount of electrons varies significantly between different people, depending on their lifestyles and activity. And it's pretty much impossible to measure, but you can feel things. Some of the benefits include improvements in the quality of sleep when you've done some earthing every day, reduction in chronic muscle and joint pain, more brain focus, easier to lose weight, reduction in inflammation, improvement in blood circulation, increase in energy, improvement in the ability to heal wounds. One of my favorites is reduction in depression, and lifts our mood from negative to positive. And by the way, I'll send you again, if you go to my website under favorites, the very first listing in the drop-down is Earthing and Grounding, Nature's Most Effective Whole Body Healer. You'll find a great article there that has an hour-long, brilliant documentary where many doctors, medical doctors, talk about from a scientific point of view what grounding does for your body, and then they interview lots of people about how this 90-plus age woman who played tennis wasn't feeling well, and she started grounding, and she can go back to tennis. Lots of different celebrities, Marielle Hemingway, and others talk about the benefits in this documentary film. You can watch free if you go to favorites and click on the first entry, Earthing and Grounding.
That's SusanSmithJones.com, and you can also link in directly to Dr. Susan's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Okay, how do we get grounded? And does it matter what surface you're on, standing on, lying on, or sitting on? First of all, how can we, and does the surface matter?
Yes, excellent questions. All right, so you go outside and put your bare feet on the Earth's natural surfaces. That's a great way to do this. And these could be, like, and some people live in quarters where they don't have any yard, so it'd be a little bit more difficult, but you can find places to go to. But this might be grass, dirt, sand, like at the beach, soil, gravel, rock that's actually touching the Earth. And bodies of water, Rick, like ocean, lakes, streams, most living trees, especially with wet bark. I'll tell you why in a moment. And all living plants. You know, you can, if you have plants on the ground and you can walk on them or lie on them. See, our beautiful ancestors were grounded 24/7. And generally, the more you get grounded, the better. Now, that being said, Rick, 30 minutes is a minimum amount of time recommended to be grounded each day.
Okay.
30 minutes. And I'll in a moment, I'll tell you an easy way to do it that I do right in my home, because I don't always have time to go out into my garden or go down to Santa Monica Beach. And I don't really want to go hiking without shoes on.
Yes. Yeah, this is so fascinating. And talking about all of this, and it's all stuff that, things that we can do. Wet bark, are you ready to talk about that? You got my attention with wet bark. Are you coming back to that?
Yeah, well, let me mention wet bark, and then we'll talk about a couple little products that aren't expensive that you can get.
Yes.
So keep in mind that, Rick, earthing works best if your bare skin is touching the earth, or the grounded earthing products. I'll mention like a mat my feet are on right now. And some of the earth's energy can work through clothing if there's some moisture in the material. Let's say you have a bathing suit on at the beach and you're sitting on the sand or something and the bathing suit's wet. But hopefully your bare feet would also be on the ground. And the moisture in the material, which helps to direct the current of the earth through the clothing. For some people, moisture from the body creates the necessary conductivity. But I always say to play it safe and know you're getting the best electron soaking, as I call it. You want to put your bare feet or other skin on the earth's natural surface. So let's say you have a yard and you've got grass in your backyard. If you go out and just literally walk around and prune with your bare feet, Rick, and prune your plants while you're walking around. You could take a book to read. You could play music outdoors. You could dance on the grass. You know, we need to get kids outside. Like my mom and grandmother used to say, go out and play. But little did they know how important it was just for the grounding and earthing effect. But listen, depending on the time of year, you know, you shouldn't have to suffer through terrible winters and snow and sleet and hail and unsafe conditions to connect with the earth each day. So what you can do safely and easily is connect with earthing products. And right now, I'm looking at it, my feet are on this lovely, it's about 2.5 feet by about 20 inches. It's just a simple mat. And I have that, I actually have three of them. One's under my desk right now, as I mentioned. One's in my bedroom in the corner in front of my chair where I sit to do prayer work and meditation. The other's right in front of the chair. So when I'm sitting there watching TV, my feet are on the grounding mat. They are not very expensive. And what these grounding mats do is that they help, they're like extension cords that connect you to the ground outside. You just plug them in. It's a very simple, thin cord, and they work really well. And you'll learn more about those if you look at that documentary. But not all earthing mats are the same. So, again, if you go to favorites and that first drop down is earthing and grounding, you'll get that great documentary. You'll see my article about the benefits. And the company where I got my three, and actually I buy a dozen at a time because they're not very expensive and I give them out as gifts. But they have my favorite earthing mat, and they're thin. They can fold up, and I always take it with me when I travel too. So, again, I said to you earlier, I don't think there's anything that grounding can't benefit. And remember, I mentioned it can give you more positive mood, relief from depression, better sleep, easier weight loss, more brain focus. Reduce pain. I know people that cook a lot in their kitchen, and they put, barefoot, they put a grounding mat in front of the stove or wherever they're cooking so they can stand on that more often. So you don't always have to go outside into nature. It's lovely to do that because you get other benefits of looking at the beautiful nature, but you can still do it in the comfort of your home. And the company I go to that I think has the best one that I've used for years is called Vital Reaction. They're in Boulder, Colorado. I'll give you their telephone number. Remember, Rick, I don't own any stock in any company, okay. But I get about 100 to 150 contacts of people writing me monthly to ask, what mat do I use? So I just put it on the earthing and grounding drop-down article under favorites. But Vital Reaction, their telephone number in Boulder is, and that's Mountain Time, 720-464-5733. 720-464-5733, and they said that if you use the code in all caps, SUSAN10, and this is actually the discount I get, they'll give you 10% off. So I get a discount of 10% by using my name in all caps, 10. And I would say for every child you have, it should go under their desk when they're studying because it helps with brain focus. Any elderly person, really everyone in the entire family would benefit from having mats in the house as extension cords that connect you to the ground outside. And right now my bare feet on the mat are soaking up electrons into my body. I see that when I write articles and books, if for some reason I didn't take my shoes off, although I usually do in my home, if my feet aren't on the mat, I see my brain isn't quite as clear, and my mood is different. But now I'm always a happy camper with my feet right on the mat, underneath my desk or in the two other places I keep it at home. It is worth it for everyone to get, and also do your own grounding outside. When you see this documentary on grounding on my website. And it will help so many people in your life. And I love that this, I believe, is, I'll say it this way, I think it's the most important health discovery ever made about giving your body vibrant health and healing what is wrong in your body. There's nothing it can't benefit. And if you go outdoors and walk in your yard or wherever, your local park, somewhere, it's cost-free.
That's what's so amazing about this. And you can do it indoors, you can do it outdoors, as Susan has talked about. Summarizing all of this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, plus a whole lot more, her website, susansmithjones.com. A couple minutes left in the program. I mentioned the book that's doing so well internationally, Wired for High-Level Wellness. Where can people get information on the book? What can they find on your website? How can they sign up for the free Healthy Living newsletters?
Oh, yes, lovely. So go to susansmithjones.com, and right on the homepage, there's a picture of me on a bridge with water behind me, which is good for electrons, and it says free monthly newsletters. So you just click there, and once a month you get a beautiful newsletter from me. I don't inundate you with emails, but just once a month. It takes about 10 seconds to sign up. This month happens to be a detailed article about EMFs and also grounding in this month's newsletter. And every month it's different. And the general public, Rick, never sees these. It's only for people like my extended family that have signed up to get these newsletters, healthy living newsletters, every month. And my new book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, in the navigation bar, go to New Book. And there you'll be able to read the whole foreword, and you'll look at 44 different topics in the book and what page you'd find. And you can see the table of contents. You can get excerpts. On my website, under New Book, you scroll down to number 5, if you're on your computer right now, and that tells you how to get an autographed copy from me. Which I love to do. I sign it myself. I write a note card to whoever purchases it. Sometimes people get them for other people. And I go wait in line at the post office, and I mail it myself. I love to do that. But if you're one of those who prefer to go right to Amazon.com, just go there under books and look for Wired for High-Level Wellness. It's very easy to get. Through Amazon, it won't be personally autographed to you. That's only through my navigation bar. Go to New Book, scroll down, and then you'll see how to get a personally autographed copy for you, other people in your family, your friends. It makes a wonderful gift that keeps on giving.
So do all of your books, and all of the books you'll find at her website, susansmithjones.com. Dr. Susan, a pleasure having you on the program today. Covered a lot of ground, brand new territory, very important life-saving territory. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. I look forward to our next visit. And now go outside, take your shoes off, Rick, and do some earthing.
I think I'll do my grounding today at the beach. That sounds like the way to do that. And since I can do that and that works, maybe I'll... So I can do that right at the beach. I mean, it sounds too good to be true.
Listen, the Santa Monica Beach is my favorite place. And I'll do a long walk or jog with shoes on. And then at the end, my shoes come off. And I love to go in the water. And I walk in the water. And I've got the sand. And it just makes you feel so great. So, yes, definitely do that.
I am going to do that, and all of you can do it anyway, indoors or outdoors, at home. All the information on the website, SusanSmithJones.com. Link out by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Susan Smith Jones, our guest on the program. The topics today: the harm of electromagnetic field and the benefits of earthing and grounding. We're back on today's program right after these messages. Don't go away.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.